a little bit on the guy's side. You know, I do want to kind of celebrate a little bit. Like, David Norris has been grinding and has been in the points several times recently. I think he was 30th on the first day last week, and then maybe in Novo Mesto and in the pursuit, maybe just out of the points for time of day, which is how I think they allocate points. He did the full Tour de Ski, and I believe, without pulling my results up here, you know, he's in the points again today. Just a little comment on his, you know, what you're seeing in David, and also just his ability to grind through this, what amounts to be a long season so far.
Yeah, it's, first of all, I'm really happy for David, because it's really hard to be on the World Cup and to be getting knocked around weekend after weekend and expect to be better. But in fact, that is something that can happen. You can be knocked around and still stay on track to improve. And that's what he's done. He's believed in himself, and he's had patience with his period one results. And fortunately, the selection committee selected him for the Tour de Ski, and then for Novo Mesto, and now for Oberstdorf and Falun. And he has made smart decisions with training and rest. He's been taking care of his body over here, really focusing today on fueling well. It's paying off. And, you know, fortunately, a kid like David has a 16th place from Falun from last year, where he knows that his top end to date is well inside the points. And in fact, within striking distance of the top 10, like 12 seconds or something on that particular day. And so he knows he physically has the ability to do it in a fully stacked World Cup. And it's a little easier in his case to believe that it can happen when you have actually experienced it before. But we're seeing him come into a situation now where his body's ready, his head is right there. He's in a good place when you talk to him, and we expect him to race well now when he steps on the snow. It's really exciting. Whether you saw it or not, he had a crash today going into the last lap of Classic, and he had moved up to 21st place. And some of those guys that he had just caught ended up skiing up to almost the lead pack, and perhaps a couple of them all the way to the lead pack, but certainly within like 20 seconds when those leaders slowed down for a little bit. And so the timing of that crash was really unfortunate. It was in a place where it just cost him instantly 12 or 15 places. And to see an athlete then fight so hard on his last leg of Classic to the point where he's coming into the exchange zone kind of dizzy and wobbly, and then to pull things back together and have a great skate leg, really says a lot. I mean, he had to have patience. He had to keep his focus and his belief in himself. And he skied up to 28th today. I think his crash probably cost him an easy, quote unquote, easy top 20. And once you're in there, you know, the top 10 is not far away. So, he felt like he had skis that gave you that perfect amount of ice on the climbs where he had just bomb-proof kick and then a couple kicks over the tops of the hills, and his skis would then be super fast. And there was just one moment on that fourth lap of his Classic leg where, he was getting a little tired and, you know, going to kick his skis, he just kind of got off balance and wiped out. But overall, so psyched with David's day, and to know what it could have been is pretty exciting too.
Yeah, it's cool to see that. And I think, you know, Ian Torchia was listed to start and
did not finish.
Okay, yeah. So was that just not feeling right, or you know, what was going on with Ian's day?
Yeah, he was feeling pretty bad out there. He said right off the bat, quote unquote, lactating out, which in this context, I think he just means that he was just flooding with lactate much earlier, and not clearing that, like he normally is able to. He's an aerobic machine, and those are just not productive feelings. And so something wasn't quite up, and You know, it's what I told him is the same as what Jesse can be happy knowing. The silver lining is having information going into a training camp in Seefeld, Austria next week. And so he knows he maybe needs a little bit of rest. Ian has come out of nationals where he raced really well, jumped right into his first World Cup and some hard stacked fields in Novo Mesto. And he's probably just a little tired.
Okay. So I do have a question. So, and I've spoken, you know, I spoke to Eric over the holidays, but you know, one of the things I wasn't like, okay, when are you heading back to the World Cup? And I, you know, we talked a little bit about him doing senior nationals, but are we expecting to see Erik Bjornsson back in Europe racing in the next, say, month?
I think we'll see him for maybe Lahti and maybe the Holmenkollen. But he has domestic plans, I think one of which is the Boulder Mountain Tour, and another is the Berkey. And to try and change things up a little bit, he hadn't been having the feelings that he was looking for in period one. And then again, even though he won one of the races at nationals, that to him wasn't the feelings that indicated good fitness and a good place. And so he wasn't comfortable coming back to Europe right away, which I fully support. And we've been in good touch, and I think he's in a good place emotionally about the whole thing. It's just sometimes you have to stray from the plan. And so it'll be fun to see him throw down some longer distance races in the U.S. And I think people will benefit from his presence. He's a great guy to have around any situation.